The Traveler's Journal, July 10th, following Franz Kafka's footsteps in Prague. The fiction Franz Kafka wrote in the first decades of the 20th century was an early voice of modernism. Surrealistic works such as The Castle, The Trial, and The Metamorphosis perceived the human condition in a new way and revolutionized literature much the same way that Cubism did painting. Kafka lived most of his 41 years amid Prague's medieval cobblestones, Gothic spires, Baroque palaces, and Art Nouveau landmarks. The city played a central role in his works. The heart of Bohemian Europe, this capital of the new Czech Republic, has a long cultural history. Spared serious physical damage in World War II, Prague is the only European capital that can still boast 6 centuries of intact architecture. With the emergence of post-communist democracy, Prague has rediscovered its cultural heritage. Though obscure while he lived, in death, Kafka has become a major attraction. Prague's old town square was the city's soul and Kafka's epicenter. Born in a house on a nearby street, he attended school here and worked at his father's store. The astronomical clock of the old town hall, a colored whirl of saints and celestial bodies, was etched into the young author's imagination. Cross the Charles Bridge over the Moldau River to Golden Lane, and there's the tiny home where Kafka wrote numerous stories. Kafka's troubled dreams may have presaged many 20th century nightmares, but a new golden age for Prague is clearly at hand. You can visit us on the World Wide Web at www.travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.